home for Sun Devil football, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. This is the Santan Ford Sun Devil Blitz with head football coach Herm Edwards. The Sun Devil Blitz is presented by Santan Ford, Val Vista, and the Santan 202 in Gilbert. We are Santan Ford and Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Gila River bleeds maroon and gold and is Arizona's official sports headquarters.
Herm, feel free to borrow this on Saturday as we have our exclusive conversation with Herm Edwards, but you stand up in front of your kids and you say, everything about 2020 gets fixed with two things, a vaccine and beating the Wildcats. There you go. How's that make you feel?
I'm writing that down. I'm going to use it.
Yeah. How you doing this morning, man, after a frustrating game?
Oh, I mean, you know, it's one of those deals. Thought we were pretty competitive, but here again, shot ourselves in the foot numerous times in this football game, and that's the shame of it all. You know, kids, effort can't – I'm not going to, you know, discount our effort and all that, but we just got to find a way to just put a whole game together. And the penalties were the thing that were really bothering to me for the most part. That put us in some tough situations. And it kind of showed, you know, we hadn't played in a while. And I knew that in the first quarter, it would probably look like that, like we were kind of trying to figure out the speed of the game. And then we got settled down and played fairly well. But, you know, too many penalties and then costly turnovers cost us the game.
Mm-hmm. You know, Herm, when you look at that first half in particular, it looked like the offense really struggled there. But what did you think? What part of the offense were you not executing? What were you not doing in that first half? Because it looked like you guys really struggled.
Yeah, we couldn't, you know, they brought pressure early, just kind of charting it. I want to say the first 15 or 16 plays, they brought either 5 or 6 man pressure. And our inability to get open at times, you know, made the quarterback hold the ball. Then I think when we settled down the second half, we got more balanced into our offense. We started running the ball, and that helped us. You know, that created some opportunities, able to move the chains and make some first downs. And then we kind of got in the rhythm. But here again, we dug ourselves a hole, 17-3 at half. And then we kind of fought back in the third quarter. And then really took a lead in the fourth, and just couldn't hold them. They made a couple big plays. You know, the runner hurt us on a couple runs, and the quarterback hurt us on a couple runs.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Herm Edwards. We do it every Monday, 9 o'clock. Herm, you know, it's funny in the world of radio, sports talk radio. The coach makes a decision on a Saturday or Sunday, and then the talk show host, you know, blasts it on Monday morning quarterback all the time.
Right.
This is where I tell you, you did the right thing, and it didn't work, and I don't know what to do about it. All year long, Wolf and I have been going nuts. Why won't the Cardinals put Kyler Murray under center? Why do people think being 6 yards away from the center is a good thing when you have short yardage? Get him under center. And everybody who loves the spread and loves the air raid says, we don't practice it enough. We might fumble. Why should we do it? And what did you guys do? You did it. You put the quarterback under center. I loved it. And then you had the biggest turnover of the game in the fumble.
We had a boo-boo. But our offense is that. I mean, we're under center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're under center. We play action. We do a lot of things under center. So that's nothing unusual for us.
So nothing's going to change, right?
Oh, no. We that's part of our offense. We're going to go under center because we're a little bit of a play action team, a boot team, and all that stuff. So we're going to go under center.
Yeah. Good.
That wasn't something we just put in for this game.
Herm, how much of this do you look at a team and say, oh, my goodness, do you realize we canceled 3 games? Do you know the kind of distractions our kids are dealing with right now? How much of that do you look at and say, this is an impossible task to try to prepare this football team? And then how much of it do you look at and say, you know what, we need to own this, and we need to own that. We need to own this loss. How much of it do you justify?
Well, I justify we got to own the loss. And when we had an opportunity in this game, no sooner than the game we had played prior to that, and it got away from us. And, you know, and I don't want to look back at the season and go, okay, well, you know, missed opportunities. And so far in 2 games, I'm going to say that. We've had missed opportunities, and we got to get them into places, coaches, where we can get them to play better and help them to understand the importance of those opportunities. And then when they present themselves, they got to go make the plays.
Hmm. This is a total 2020 question, Herm, but I mean, who knows? There's a chance you might only play three games. There's a chance you might play five games. Who knows what's about to happen? But what's the most important thing to get out of 2020 into your 2021 football team?
Experience of playing games with some young guys, a lot of young guys at the receiver core. You know, they're going to have to play some new secondary players. All of a sudden, they're going to have to play. So I think the experience of it, just the team, you know, most of these guys are coming back. Mm-hmm. 95% of our team, probably 90% of teams come back. So that's a good thing. So I just think the ability to play games is very important for us. And let some young guys, some other young guys that maybe not starting, get them in the game, let them play as well.
Herm, sorry about that. I turned my microphone off right there talking
okay.
talking to Command and Control. But mm-hmm. what about the running back room overall? Mm-hmm. You got to be happy with these guys, right? Talking about young guys that are coming around.
Oh, yeah. And they're going to be in the program for a while. You know, that's what's good. We've got a really good running back room. There's no doubt about that. And the guy that you haven't seen play yet, he's the third guy, and he's terrific. I think we found ourselves a kickoff return guy and a young freshman kid and DJ. You know, he's quite talented with the ball in his hand. We saw that in the kickoff. We just put him back there this week. And he's DJ Taylor, boy, I tell you what, he can run fast. You know, some guys run fast. You know when they run fast, it looks like they run because their feet are hot. You know, when a person's feet are hot, they kind of jumping around. That's how he runs. I always say he got hot feet because he runs fast now. He can go.
He almost had 30 yards in returns. And I'm guessing in today's day and age of special teams, so many return teams don't return the ball that it's kind of shocking to see you guys return the ball. I mean, you might catch some teams off guard because you actually have a kickoff return.
Well, we do. And the thing about it, we lined him 6 yards in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And we fielded it from the end zone and came out. I mean, that's how much we like this guy with the ball in his hand. Generally, you just fair catch and say, we'll get it at 25. And we said, run, go. And he almost broke one there. Their kicker did a great job of really, he was the last guy. He slid and kind of took his legs out of underneath him. He kicked him. You know, he tripped him with his feet. And if not, he goes all the way. He might go 400-yard kickoff.
You know, that I got to tell you, that play really bothered me. Are you one of those, hey, you got to get the guy down. Okay, I don't want to set you up for a fine or anything here, but I'm one of those things. Is that dirty or is it, well, it's just a kicker. Rules don't apply to kickers.
Smart. Take the 15-yard penalty and move on.
Hey, Herm, how are the co-defensive coordinators working? How is that working for you and
good.
Your football
team? Marvin's in the box, and Antonio's on the field. And so Antonio's giving the signals, anything, adjustments he can make on the sideline. So it's working out really well. And they're communicating in between series when the offense has the ball, so it's been good.
It's hard for us to tell as fans when you play two games. Is Jaden Daniels better than he was in August?
I think right now, with the young guys, he's trying to develop some chemistry with the young receivers. You know, Frank's the veteran guy for the most part. All the rest of these guys are really young.
Mm-hmm.
And Andre Johnson, you know, a kid that we brought in last year as a sophomore year, didn't play. He made two big catches. One gets called back. One of his touchdowns actually gets called back because we got an offensive lineman down the field. How about that?
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
That one's called back, offensive lineman down the field. We mishandled a snap on the one. We get a two-point play, and the receiver doesn't last on the line of scrimmage. I mean, we had a lot of things happen. Anyway.
Those old linemen down the field driving you nuts, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
That happened, what, three times?
Yeah. Why are you running down the field? The guy just called a touchdown, and your lineman is almost beat the player. The receiver down there, and I'm going, well, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Why are we doing this?
Herm, what can you tell us about the U of A and their football team?
You know what? They're very competitive when you think about it. They lost to SC at home by 4. They lost to Colorado and really had chances twice in the red zone to tie the game up in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. And then they lost on the road against a good Washington team and lost to UCLA. But very competitive. They're playing hard, man. They play hard. In the Territorial Cup, we know what it's going to be. It's going to be that kind of game. It always goes down to the fourth quarter.
As crazy as 2020 has been, do you declare it a successful year if you win the Territorial Cup?
we just want to win a game.
Well done there.
Right.
Right? Well done. I just want to win a game, man.
Absolutely, man.
Win a game. Have the experience of winning a game. Them and a coaching staff. They need it right now.
That's well said.
Hey, Herm, thank you so much, man. God bless you.
Thank you,
talk
guys.
To you
God
down
bless.
The road.
Stay
Absolutely.
Safe. All right.